As Keating disappeared from sight, Hutch squeezed Ronnie's shoulder. "Sit tight," he said. "I'm going to fix this." Then he turned and crossed to a desk near the judge's bench, where the court clerk was busy gathering some paperwork. "I need to speak to O'Donnell." The clerk looked up at him and blinked.
"I beg your pardon?"
"The judge. I need to talk to the judge." She eyed him warily.
"I'm sorry, Mr. Hutchinson, but he's in the middle of..."
Hutch didn't wait for her to finish. He stepped around her desk and pushed through the door behind it, heard her calling out to him in alarm as he moved into a short and narrow corridor.
"Mr. Hutchinson, stop! You can't go back!"
The door closed behind him and he kept moving, heading down the corridor until it opened out into a large room with desks, the judge's support staff busy behind them. They looked up at him in alarm as he quickly scanned the room, spotting a door with flags on either side of it.
"Can I help you with something?"
a young guy in a shirt and tie said, getting to his feet, probably one of the judge's clerks.
"No thanks," Hutch said. "I think I've got this."
Then he beelined it for the judge's door and pushed it open. Inside was a large room with a massive desk, a wall of bookshelves, photos and commendations, and law degrees decorating another wall. O'Donnell was seated behind the desk, Abernathy and Waverly occupying chairs in front of it. Startled, they all looked up at Hutch as he burst into the room and threw the file folder atop the judge's desk.
"There's your killer," he said. "Not Ronnie. This trial is a waste of time."
O'Donnell jumped to his feet, looking like a man who had just witnessed a car wreck.
"Who the hell are you, and what the hell do you think you're doing?"
Then he called toward the doorway. "Ed, get security in here, now." Waverly was on her feet, too.
"Mr. Hutchinson, get out of here. This isn't going to..."
"Look at it," Hutch said, pointing at the file. "His name is Frederick Langer. At least that's the name he's using now. He's been stalking Ronnie for months and sitting in that courtroom every day. We have evidence that he may have killed at least 4 other women in 3 different states."
"We?" Abernathy said, then turned to Waverly. "What's going on here?"
"Just look at the file," Hutch said. "We think he may have set this whole thing up to make Ronnie look guilty. The sweatshirt, the scissors. You might even be able to trace the dog hairs back to him."
O'Donnell's face was red with rage.
"Young man, I don't know who the fuck you are, but you almost gave me a goddamn heart attack just now. And if you think for a minute that I give a shit about whatever's in this folder, you're sadly mistaken. This is a court of law, and you have no right to come barging in here like some goddamn psychopath."
The judge's gaze shifted, and Hutch heard voices in the doorway behind him. He turned as 3 uniformed security men, including the bailiff, rocketed into the room and grabbed him by the arms. Hutch swiveled his head toward Abernathy.
"If you care anything about justice or whatever your office is supposed to stand for, then you'll look at that file. You're prosecuting the wrong..." "Get this son of a bitch out of here!" O'Donnell shouted. "Lock him up!"
Hutch struggled as they started dragging him toward the doorway.
"Do your fucking job," he said to Abernathy. "Veronica Baldacci is not a killer."
"Oh?" Abernathy said, on his feet now. "I probably shouldn't be telling you this, but I just got a call from the lab with confirmation that not only is Veronica Baldacci a killer, she's one of the most brutal I've ever had the displeasure to meet. I know it, the judge knows it, and so does her attorney. Right, Karen?"
Waverly was silent, but the answer was plain on her face. Abernathy smiled.
"So what do you have to say about your girlfriend now, asshole?"